question, Jacinta asks. I believe I am in the 10% that will be taken to the planets. I understand if not I will be reincarnated and live here in the new time. Either way I am totally excited. My problem is my babies. The thoughts of their aura not being with mine frightens me. If I don't TMT go and once we are in the fourth dimension you says we will remember many children, mothers fathers etc. Great. But I want my children. Will we have a choice at that time, in the fourth? Jacinta, in the fourth dimension, your children will be disembodied spirits, like you, adults will no longer be in the bodies of children. It's another reality where there is no chronological age as there is in the third dimension. I think I forgot to mention that in my descriptions. You can see them and talk to them and hug them but will never be the children you've met here. The spirits may have more or less knowledge and experience than others and you can feel it. When you talk, or are close to the earlier spirits, or old, you realize this, but all seem the same age because there is no concept of age in the fourth dimension. There are also those with more or less beauty, but it is inherent in the mood and aura at that particular time. Question, Jacinta asks. My second question is about the government shots. Here in Canada our children are not allowed to go to school without their vaccines. Is you talking about these shots as well or just flu slash H1N1 shots? On vaccines Jacinta, find some way to circumvent this requirement of the school and not vaccinate your children. Some vaccines such as hepatitis, tuberculosis, measles and chickenpox, depending on the origin, can be administered. Avoid any vaccine that is specified as anti-flu of any kind. Question, Tyler asks, how does the conception of older spirit versus newer spirit function, at the moment of birth? How does the population increase for when a new spirit comes into an existence? And should this spanking new human be mentally challenged, non-intelligent, if it has never existed before nor does it come from another system? Or maybe, there is a predetermined amount of souls in the ethereal realm? Tyler, as I explained earlier, the spirits is embodied in a family environment that is more tuned to the AI current stata of his frequency. It may be an ancient spirit, but if he was with frequency changed by his errors and mistakes made in previous incarnation, will be born in a family with the same features, albeit less evolved spirits to try to meet development needs in the area where previously failed. Only when there are no spirits available for reincarnation in a given frequency in any other humanoid colony, new spirits thrive in the new ferns, and they will have an average developmental of the genes from his parents. Hence the saying good seeds bear good fruit. A question, Daisy asks, is there some way to measure our frequency? Is there some way while we are incarnate in the third dimension to understand if our frequency has evolved or is ready to evolve via? Daisy, no way, for yourself measures your own status of frequency. Imagine a rainbow, there are different frequencies of colors, each color band has its nuances stronger and the more tenuous, depending on your frequency, you're in one of the bands of color, above or below this range. The frequency is strictly personal, nothing or nobody can change your frequency, unless yourself. Your frequency is inherent to your degree of development and your state of mind. The degree of development means the color, state of mind means the nuance of color. With energy channeling and meditation you can clarify your state of mind, you can improve your color nuance to the extent of superior color, or you're ready to move to the next color. I hope I have illustrated the point. Question, a mate asks, I live in Amsterdam, ETMM looking out my desk window right now. I can TMT imagine 300 meters waves. ETMM looking around me, thinking and looking at colleagues working hard at this deadbeat job, and they have no idea what coming. When it happening ... is it gonna happen hour by hour day by day or? Mate, when the dwarf star is approaching its influence on the tides will be inversely proportional to distance, but it must be fast approaching that is, from mid-September to mid-November is the period of greatest influence. The waves may have a few meters from the beginning up to hundreds of meters in the shortest distance of approach. Community galactic airships are still monitoring the system, navigating near him, and we do not know whether there is any plan in place. Question, Panas asks, is it true that Mayan calendar ends at December 24, 2011 and not at 2012? Panos, the Mayans had a full report of all movements that were forecast for your solar system, extracted from the databases of the community Galactica by Pleiadians. There was detailed information on all planetary events. The Aztecs, Mayas and Incas shared the same data provided by the gods. Unfortunately, your Catholic Church destroyed the libraries of these people before your scientists could decipher these ancient scriptures. The forecast for December 24 refers to large tectonic movements around the globe, caused by partial melting of the Earth's core from the bombardment of energy caused by the instability of the cosmic event planned. Therefore, there are two probes installed on the planet, one in Siberia and one in the South Atlantic, to avoid a possible total meltdown of the core creating a huge chain reaction. December 2012 is the end of one era, a complete revolution of the galaxy. The passage of the planet at the hemispheric level and aligning himself with the center of the galaxy. It is a symbolic date for the end and beginning of ages, with the final realignment of the geomagnetic field of the planet. I hope I have clarified the matter. Question, Payman asks, why and how are psychological disorders formed? My friend had developed schizophrenia 5 years ago, he has been suffering from it for a very long time and goes into. Can you give us some insight, Mithy? How can they be healed or prevented? Payman, disorders of the brain can have many causes, malformation, or large negative influences of the environment. Some people just are not prepared for the stress of your kind of consumerist society. The pressures leading to lock states in the production of certain glands, essential to the balance of certain brain functions, not being the case of physical malformation. These imbalances can be treated with introspective meditation and relaxation, since the causes of the process are eliminated. It is very difficult because the competition that happens every day in your society to maintain a social position prevents most often the cause of the problems to be eradicated completely. This type of social competition will gradually disappear in the new era when everyone can find its rightful place in the social functions of the planet. Question, some mates asks, so if all these events happens and the 10% are left around, then some aliens from Community Galactica comes down and help. Then what is next? What would be the purpose of living? There would be no fun in day trading, selling thing or buying things, or making things. Just live and move to next aura level? This seems unmotivated to me. Mates, it'll be more exciting than you think. Trade continues, but not only in the level of the planet but intergalactic. New technologies available. Hundreds of new things to do. Your industry may produce anti-gravity vehicles, participation in the exploration of other planets, the rational exploitation of resources of the planet, large plantations, cleaner cities, well planned, is so much to do that you will not feel even a little boring. All this happens in a more just social context, where all are respected for their participation and are always counted with the need for a dignified life and open to new opportunities. From the most mundane to the most intelligent, respected, and everyone will be working on their roles, and each will be happy within their limitations. Equal opportunity for all means respect the free will. A person cannot feel happy to study engineering in college but may choose to be a farmer and be very happy in her role. The path of achievement is not equal for everyone, but respect for the choices of each one must be the goal of a just society. Question, Eric asks, since many go through similar development cycles and new solutions are found independently all the time, could we Earthlings help others by exchanging creative solutions to accelerate and optimize development for other cultures? Eric, as a compliment to the previous question, yes. When you begin to meet other planets, you will be the aliens. You will meet various civilizations arrears in stages that can be supported, provided there is a good study on the social impact of this aid might perform in that society. Any direct interference has to go through an analysis of a council, that a society is not blamed for the destabilization of another. Times will be very rewarding for you in this new era, for sure. Question, Yanu ask. About the Community Galactica, Are they aware of the higher dimensional beings that are also involved personally with this planet at this time? Or is the higher dimensional frequencies unregulated by the Community Galactica? Yana, I really don't yet know what you're talking about when you say that beings of higher dimensions are involved with planet Earth. Yes, they are taking care of their own lives in their own dimension. They are not care and do not want to interact with the third dimension. I don't yet understand where you draw those conclusions. All councils of galactic communities existing in the third dimension are composed of civilizations of the third dimension. There is little or no direct contact between the third and fourth dimension. Beings of third dimension in the frequency 9 and 10 have very easily in external observations, they can see and feel the effects of the fourth dimension, but it has no practical utility for life in the third dimension. It's as if you were a fish, wanting to know the details of how they live and what they do in life out of the water. There would be no practical use for what you would know. Video 46, Answers of an Alien from Andromeda. A Video 46, June 11, 2011. Question, a mate ask, you mentioned that we can access our memory in the fourth dimension. Does that mean that our memory is not stored in the brain tissue? If not, then how is the memory stored so that we can access it from the fourth dimension? Can you explain this to me? Mate, your memories are in your brain in the fourth dimension, but your physical brain of the third dimension is not sufficiently activated for these memories to be accessed. When you're in the fourth dimension, there is no physical barrier of the brain, and you can remember absolutely everything that ever lived. Understand the concept? Question, Cynthia asks, Mithy, what is the name of your leader? Is it only one or a small group that leads you? How do you call them? Or the few people that are responsible for your species' well-being? You must have a congress of wise and old persons that lead you to this wonderful life you live. Cynthia, we are governed by a board of social coordination of the planet and three colonies. All matters relating to all areas such as technological research, food production, harmonization of the environment, development and maintenance, power generation, joint ventures, foreign policy, transport fleets, exploration and defense, etc., are analyzed and solutions addressed to the responsible departments. Board members are ordinary people but experts in their fields, who donate their time for the good of the community as a whole. Any solution or opinion coming from any citizen who believes is an ideal solution in any area is always welcome and considered by the council as if it came from an active member. Any citizen may speak on any matter where he is a specialist for the better development of their area. There are no cover-ups, secret activities, or any activity that is hidden to the knowledge of every citizen. Question, a mate asks, we are sorry if we were not clear before in asking about how many thousands of years the Community Galactica has been around. You corrected our mistake, but in doing so, implied that the community is only 4,000 years old. This is even younger than we had previously guessed, and still conflicts with the story of their involvement for millions of years. We cannot ignore the idea that the Community Galactica was said to be millions of years old yet was not around for your people only a few thousand years ago. It does not make sense. Mate, further explaining, the Community Galactica has 11,000 years of existence, but its range has been slowly growing. According to our records ancestors, we take 8,000 years to reach the level 1. 5,000 years ago, we were visited by Community Galactica a few years after our solar system passed to the level 1 of frequency. At that time they were registering planets, which were at level 1A to be part of the community, and even today, continued to find planets capable of making immediate part in the community. Now we are at level 5 of frequency, that is, after 13,000 years in total. Colonies like yours were implanted by community members, therefore already have the supervision of the Community Galactica even on basic level. Hopefully now you understand. Question, Spinoza asks, my question is why those Illuminati people need to do so much human sacrifice all the time? They declare that 2012 is the time of the Great Harvest and they say they are a sixth dimension angels. and why all Masonic have so much relationship with the Pleiades, and with Orion constellation? See Spinoza, there are sects attended by your elites, which mimic the rituals of ancient sects people ancient scriptures as they relate to gods. And these ritual sacrifices are of pure spirits of humans, usually children, and the elites still believe that maintains power by engaging in these sects. About alien relationship, the reptilian colony of Zeta Orionis, being much closer, about 800 light years than its central government, which is in the galaxy NGC 300 to 6.5 million light years of those that are currently in touch with your governments. The base on Mars was built by them. With respect to the Pleiades, I believe it is only a reference because they have tried several agreements with Pleiadians without any success, but are keen to say they are friends and admirers of the Pleiades. The reptilians know that Pleiadians are the greatest obstacle to any plan of action because the military fleet of them is unbeatable. The Pleiadians not want contact with your leaders. They have turned off the atomic devices, and they gave a deadline for your government shut down all atomic power plants in operation. What is not turned off by the deadlines established by Community Galactica will be permanently neutralized, even before September this year. Unless there is a great cosmic change in behavior, which is very unlikely. Question, Joe 8 tilde pound O asks, Mithy, if I remember well, you said on earlier answers and correct if I'm wrong, that your people live around 350 Earth years, that you have the technology to regenerate organs, that you die and go to the fourth dimension only when you feel you're ready. Will we, after all this, when we enter the Community Galactica, have access to that technology and regenerate our body or organs and live longer, or that's something we'll have to earn in time? John, of course, when you can eradicate the disease on the planet, improve the quality of your food and absorbing advanced treatments of health and development of organs biologically perfect, you could live for at least 200 years with health. There are some limits for keeping your spirits of the fourth dimension in the cycles of incarnation in the third dimension, but at a level 1 of frequency, 200 years is fully acceptable. Question, Gary asks, approximately how long must attempting survivors need to stay underground to avoid radiation from sun entering atmosphere resulting from temporary breakdown of Earth's protective outer shield? Gary, the period of instability of the grid magnetic field of the planet will be 3-4 months. The period from October this year until January next year and period from December 2012 to January 2013 will be the most critical. The protection will be a shadow, a building with at least one more floor up, could provide the necessary protection, since that the floor of the upper deck is a slab of concrete and not wood. Question, Jacinta asks, want to know what happens if my aura is chosen to further my development on another planet? Will my children go with me, so I can continue to raise them and watch them develop? Jacinta, I already explained that. Your children will not be children while in the fourth dimension, will be adults like you. They'll tell you what they will prefer to do, for sure. Question, a mate asks, is the fourth dimension just a big room? Or is it similar to a planet? If it is like a planet and is bigger than Earth, how can we find out family members? Will they be close to us? Mate, there is a very similar environment to what you have on Earth, a great community, that you may find out the whereabouts of all that you want to meet. Many will be reincarnated, others you'll find there easily because there are databases that you can access in real time. The technology is there so much more advanced. Rest assured that you will enjoy being around a lot, even in passing. Question, a mate asks, if you don't need TMT recognize our government's TM legitimacy, then why do you honor their treaties with the reptilians, grace for their guest status? Also, why not give the people of Earth the opportunity to decide their own fate by broadcasting worldwide a day to let us to be heard? Mate, we do not recognize the legitimacy of your government to represent your planet in the Council of the Community Galactica. With the transition from basic level colony to a level 1 of frequency, then we can legitimize your leaders. Look at the current stage of basic level colony. You have your current leaders and we cannot directly interfere in the approval process of your society because this would alter the reality of merits to do justice to be considered a breed developed. If you cannot prove you are a viable society by your own means, the development of you will have failed. Fortuitously, we know firsthand that at least 10% of your population will move to the new class of citizens level 1. That is, we know in advance that your society will be confirmed as viable, and this is great news. For too long we believe in this basic level colony. Question, Adrian asks, is there any way you can show a quick picture of something normal but from your planet or another planet? Basically a picture normally the average human being would never get the chance to witness a picture from a very distant planet? Adrian, CB has insisted on this subject before. But he understood our guidelines. For all legal purposes, I'm not talking to you. Until you are officially a basic level colony, I cannot exchange information of any kind, something I've done on occasion to find that the information was already partially of your knowledge. After 2012 when going to level 1, we can show holographically other planets, other colonies, other galaxies, many things really interesting. Question, a mate asks, are you aware of the Miana TMS calendar that describes the expansion of human consciousness? This one states that what we know as ascension or us vibrating on a much higher level will end on October 28, 2011. They state the last wave began on March 9th of this year, which is also the same date we had an Earthbound X-flare. Mate, the universe works according to its laws and its tools. Your sun is changing frequently, therefore he is responsible for the change in frequency in all your solar system. Your frequency has entered into change for some time this year and will reach the proper level and stabilize later this year. Do not be effectively linked to dates. The year 2012 will be symbolically the last translation of the Earth to the Sun for entry into a new era. Only those who are ready to have their frequencies in tune with the new status of the planet will have their frequencies increased. So I ask you, my new friends, to try to raise your frequencies during this period of final changes. Only then can we meet us soon. Question, Jonathan asks, since you are in much more advance with us about 5,000 years, could you help us to confirm that meditation and going back to oneness and increasing the vibration to unselfish love will become one of the 10% who will be on New Earth? Jonathan, every effort you make to be a better person, to feel good about yourself, it is worth. Even if perhaps you do not get the 10% may be too close to be born into a basic level colony much better than this that you are living now. Ready to move to a level 1 without major traumas, with tranquility and peace. One thing I can assure you, it will be a place where you feel at home, much happier and confident in your future. Video 47, Answers of an Alien from Andromeda A. Video 47, June 14, 2011. First of all, I would like to speak to you differently. The hundreds of issues you have raised are as different as possible, so I think is better a dissertation on the subjects, than answer the questions itself. To eliminate most of the questions received. Why we do not interfere on the planet and save everyone. Let's start with Yellow Rose Mate. She is disappointed because we did not take an initiative to protect the masses, because the reptilians are helping your government. But Rose, you have not understood that it will make no difference. The 7 billion inhabitants of planet Earth cannot continue here even if we could intercede. The capacity of this planet was exceeded in the last 150 years by an absolute lack of control of your own society. The ceiling for this planet is 580 million and 400 million would be just perfect. All this surplus of people could not be transferred to other planets because planets where settlements already exist could not absorb those new residents as a matter of balancing social, cultural and biological. Your disease and harmful microorganisms, good or bad habits, are inherent in this your colony. The only way for the distribution of humans to other colonies in the universe that is safe and rational is through reincarnation. Any attempt otherwise than by universal law, would be a delay in development of those transferred. Thinks and ponders, a 6.4 billion people over and off the correct frequency. There is no possibility of redemption for all. If someone is promising something like this, make sure it is a farce. What you think of the Earthlings? Adrian would like to know if we think that the Terrans are beautiful and interesting. Well, you are the same type that we look very similar to several races of the Pleiades, and are present in thousands of other colonies in the universe. Sometimes I wonder if you keep thinking alone in the universe. Where all your seeds come up, there are humanoids like you, beautiful and ugly. I've seen girls Terran, you call shorty, 1.5 meters tall, which I think are very attractive, but it all depends on some of the like of individual. Adrian, about your doubt, AO would you say imperfect is perfect? As all existing would probably be due to an imperfection resulting in the stars and everything in between? A. Adrian, the only thing I can say is that the imperfect is the perfect incomplete. In other words, the perfect results from work and dedication of someone in perfecting the imperfect. We consider the Earthlings with an average intelligence consistent with its current stage of release of brain functions. You are advanced in philosophy, arts, music, have excellent literati, but is less than 5% who are actually involved with these intellectual characteristics. Most of your population is only concerned with the problems of everyday life and everyday fun. This is a mental lethargy characteristic of brains with little activation. The mean mental development of your society will greatly increase as the planet increase the level of frequency. Sam asked about how your scientist Albert Einstein compared with us. He was a missionary, like many who were here as Nikola Tesla, Victor Schauberger, among many others, to provide the necessary level of development at the time of your society. They had already activated the brain in the limit of level 1 to level 2, had a capacity far beyond the average of the Earthlings. After the passage of the Earth, for level 1, we will have the opportunity to exchange knowledge, exchange of experts between the planets, development of teaching by telepathy, among other new features to accelerate the development of the new society. The Community Galactica provides many facilities of relationship with similar ethnicities, and will officially submit you to several societies. Once part of the Community Galactica automatically belongs of all affiliated communities across the universe, millions of societies. When we all are at the end of the fourth dimension, the brain will be fully activated and we will pass only to be energy, light beings, living in places where there is only satisfaction and joy of living. What I can talk about us, well, we are humanoids. Have habits inherent to our colonies, we wash, feed ourselves, we exercise, we have holographic interactive games, we have a game very similar to your chess, we hear music, drink wine of various kinds of fruits, and talked a lot. We have some pets, and greatly appreciate nature. For some who asked, we have exercises of martial techniques but only with the purpose of exercise, not to fight. There are races that practice training for fights and contests of strength, and many types of team games. There are not humanoid races with many eyes and many arms as some have asked, only the descendants of insects has these characteristics. There are no fights or interdimensional battles as some ask, there are fights between races yeah, until today, but even in the third dimension. Hence the great importance of galactic societies, to ponder the situations and to support the oppressed. What are the safe places in my area to try to survive the events? I have already explained that higher ground, away from the coast and shadow are the places with higher probability of being safe. I am not a prophet, the tectonic movements have unpredictable variations. The weather on your planet is so unstable, causing accidents including to spacecrafts. There is no way to predict atmospheric cataclysms that could be generated from the tectonic events and higher radiation. Knowing the odds, you are smart enough to recognize the best possibilities in the regions close to where you reside. It would be irresponsible of me to determine specific locations for each region. About the time at the fourth dimension between incarnations in the third dimension, some mates continued to send hundreds of questions about the fourth dimension. I believe I have been very clear about it until now, but, let's simplify. You die, go into the fourth dimension, is received by blue beings and directed, will remember all the other incarnations, will rediscover known people who are passing through the area of the fourth dimension too, will be informed of all the colonies that are on your level of frequency where you can embody again. You can choose the location where you have larger numbers of friends or acquaintances.